This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Drifters suggestion that we all sort of stand together. When we are not united together, we, what's the old expression? There's a, like a saying, united we stand, divided we fall. Right, exactly. Yep, right. And the musical, the thing about music that always fascinates me when people understand how many different genres there are, how far back music goes in the human existence, and thinking about how important, you know, think how much time you spend listening to music. I spend as much time as when I'm, especially when I'm traveling, I listen to music. I don't have it in the house. A lot of people have it in their house all the time. But when you're watching a TV show or a movie or something, music is always in the background, isn't it? It's so funny to watch an old Western, right, and all the music, you know, the cowboys are shooting it up, and it's
and the music. Sets the tone.
Right, exactly.
It tells
right.
you what you're supposed to be feeling, what the vibe of the that particular scene is about, even when sometimes the dialogue doesn't.
Yep. So, understanding the impact and import of music, and when you look at this deal that Sony Music just agreed to buy half of Michael Jackson's catalog from his estate. This is the richest transaction ever for a single musician's work. It's just amazing. They have a 50% stake now in Michael Jackson's recorded music. $1.2 billion. Half of his music. $1.2 billion goes to the estate. That is the remaining people that are in the family. Right? $1.2 billion. How's that musical M? Is that, how's that doing? It started on Broadway, I know, but has it been popular? Is it going on? I think it's supposed to be playing
on
the country.
You know what? I actually forgot about it. Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, wonder. But $1.2 billion, man. That is something else. Fixing a problem that didn't exist, right? The family was fine, but somebody says, well, we want... Remember when Michael Jackson bought all of the Beatles? The Beatles songbook, Paul McCartney was absolutely BS'd at that. He was so angry because he gave the idea to Michael Jackson. They were talking at an event how valuable the Beatles catalog was. At that time, it was worth like $380 million or something. So Michael Jackson, the next day, goes to the licensing outfit that owned the Beatles music. It wasn't the Beatles themselves at the time. And he buys it for $380-some-odd million. And McCartney
was... What does that
translate
into today's cost?
Well, probably the $1.2 billion that we're just talking about. Something close to that, because that was back in the 1980s.
Wow.
Remember I told you the story about Uri Geller's wedding and how Michael Jackson was the best man. He was there, and George Harrison, who lived in the next town over from Uri in England, invited Michael to come over to the house. He had a big... George Harrison lived in this huge castle in Henley-on-Thames, and Uri lived in the next town over, a town called Sonning. So they were to get together on the morning of Uri's wedding. And I was to be the chaperone. I was going to be the chauffeur to drive them over there. And Paul McCartney got wind of it, and he called George Harrison and said, if you meet with Michael Jackson I will never speak to you again. So that was the end of that meeting.
Wow.
But, you know, it was just the animosity that was created by... I think Paul took it more personally because he and Lennon were the ones who wrote most of the music, and so it was more their catalog than it was Ringo's and George Harrison's. I mean, Ringo and George wrote some of the stuff in the Beatles catalog, to be sure, and because of the largesse after Lennon died, they all decided they would share equally, even though more of the music was written by Lennon and McCartney. And so Yoko, I guess, even went along with it. She was the inheritor of whatever, obviously, Lennon's value was. And so that thing went on for years and years and years. But it just is astounding how much that stuff is worth. Amazing stuff. Well, because so many of us pay attention to it.
And,
Right.
And how many of those songs still get played regularly?
No,
in movies,
all the time.
On radio. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Smart. And the MJ musical on Broadway is a success. It's very successful. $1 million each week. And then after the Tonys, the previous Tonys that there were, it like jumped up to nearly $2 million a week and sold out shows across the board.
Yep. All right. So big dough in that. Chicago, Illinois. This could be the old days when we had when the newscaster had something behind him. Dateline Chicago. Chicago says it will not renew its contract, the gunshot detection technology that they put into place. The gunshot detective system was put in. It relies on AI and microphones all over the city to identify gunshots. Can you imagine going that far, putting microphones all over the city to detect gunshots? Apparently, it's not been very accurate, and it has been enforced badly. There seems to be a racial component to it. So, anyway, they've stopped because...
Well, like car backfiring. That sounds like a gunshot.
Right, exactly. They had a lot of cases that were brought about, but they didn't have enough evidence, and so they've started this in 2018, apparently, and they've spent $49 million on it. Can you So in 6 years, they spent $49 million to put microphones and listen to them all over the city, and to have, as you suggested, backfire all kinds of things that sound like a gunshot that aren't. So the idea was to obviously kick the pants of violent crime, but it was something that wasn't well thought out. I mean, you would have thought that before they did this, they would have thought of all the things. Well, what else sounds like a gun? Like the backfire of a car or something.
Or the backyard fireworks.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So anyway, they're going to stop using that. I think that was the only city in the country, wasn't it, that was using that stuff?
I think so. I'm even thinking somebody watching, scrolling through social media and seeing a video where there's a gunshot sound too close to one of these microphones, because we've all been there where somebody watches something on their phone with the volume way too loud.
Way up. Yeah.
That could even do it.
Yeah, it would. I just think... people are, it's kind of silly in a manner of speaking. All right, speaking of silly, I wish Jennifer were here. I didn't notice this when I was in L.A. this weekend, but the L.A. Times today has a story about people jumping off of a skyscraper. Have you seen this? There are parachutes.
Jumping off a skyscraper?
Yeah.
Oh, like base jumping? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. There's a project, the Oceanwide Plaza project, that's not finished, that's across the street from the arena where the basketball and hockey games are played. And so a number of people over the weekend are using or have used this high-rise as a launching pad for paragliding. There's a video that you can see, right? You can go online. Just put in jumping off
a
building in
L.A.
Yeah, jumping in L.A.
It's the first. These are the first stories that come up.
Yep. So the mayor says, "Duh, I guarantee tragedy will take place if this is not boarded up. If you know, they just let the doors open so people can go in there." And so they're putting up fences today, as a matter of fact, around the building to
do
keep
anything. People can
people out. No, people jump over the fence. Right.
Yeah, it's under construction. Right. It's unfinished, so it's very easy to get in and up there. And some of these videos, these people clearly had drones going, and then you can see a few levels down on the building flashing lights go, like people are taking pictures.
Do you know what's more outrageous
more
about this?
Will post to social media?
Than the stunts? The fact that this is a building being built by a Chinese company. A Beijing communist company run by members of the party called Oceanwide Holdings. That's who's building. They own the land and they're building the building. What is the matter with us? So one of the things that has happened also on this property, the owners have complained to the city because the people are getting onto the property and spraying graffiti all over the place. If I knew all this, I'd gone down and encouraged people to go up there. And not necessarily jump off the building, but put graffiti around. So there's two issues here. People are crazy enough to jump and, you know, all the social media sites, tagging of these people
so
coming up.
It's not actively being built. They just kind of like, it's an unfinished project.
It's unfinished.
That never finished.
Yeah, I think they...
cleaning? Has it been abandoned? Because if I hear like graffiti's on it and stuff, it means that people are not there regularly working on this.
I don't have an answer to that. It is though some people call it the ghost tower, so maybe that indicates
maybe
that's it. Yeah. That could be it. I'm going to have to drive by it next week when I'm back out there. I'm going to drive by. And that's what crazy, I imagine the traffic around this place, the crazy Angelians who, you know, they'd probably be down there. Yeah, jump! Jump! But you can see the pictures of the graffiti all over the building. I'm sure you've gotten to that, right? So that's the second.
Yeah, this is an abandoned building, an abandoned skyscraper.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
There's a lot of stories mixed with this single story.
To answer the question, it's on the 1100 block of Flower Street, which is right downtown. The construction was halted in 2019 when the developers... they ran out of money. So isn't that interesting? The government didn't support them. So since the work has stopped, the complex, there's more than one tower there, has become an attraction not only for graffiti, but people jumping off the tower. Unga bunga. All right, 18 after. It's an amazing world, isn't it, we live in?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Nationwide and around the world, obviously, at gooddayshow.com. We have the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Social media now in the focus this hour. A couple of different things, including my experience yesterday with Apple and the iTunes and what I told the story, excuse me, to Jay and James a little while ago about what happened. Yes, I have two iPhones and two iPads. And so I have, I don't know how many gigabytes of memory in the iCloud, but apparently there was a hiccup because the credit card that was used last year to pay this 99 cents a month that it cost to have this, I had every credit card that I owned was hacked last year. So they're all new numbers. So, of course, the old numbers don't work. So we had 1 day's notice from Apple after they found out, you know, the credit card charge didn't work. So they said, if you don't pay today, we'll cut you off. Well, I didn't see it because this weekend I was busy. They sent it to you over the weekend, too. I mean, whenever it runs out, they send it to you. So I tried to figure out, and I couldn't figure out how to, you know, go back and pay it because they shut everything off. So you couldn't connect with them. So I called a guy that I have as my guru for all of my various and sundry technology. And for 3 hours yesterday, we had to recreate. They shut off everything. I didn't have a working iPhone. I didn't have a working iPad. Everything was shut off for 99 cents. Right? So $95 an hour for the consultant. And 3 hours later, and plugging it, we had to plug it into the tower for my computer in order to get the access, because it said on all of the screens, you're locked. Basically, you're locked out. You can't use the iPad, the iPhone. I thought to myself,
how dare you?
No. Everything is shut off. How dare you do that for 99 cents, especially it only affected the iCloud. So I couldn't put any more stuff in there. And they had misdone that as well because, I know one of the things was that it was, they were charging me $2.99 because I had 200 mega gigabits of needed, because I only use, my guy went in and looked, you've only used 5 gigabytes of, and you don't need 200. You maybe need 10 or 20 or 30. We settle on 50. But the point is that it took all this time. And I bet you there are tons of people listening right now who have gone through the same thing. I never had the experience before. But, with all the hacking that goes on, credit cards also are a challenge. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
It's just the fact that things that you already pay for, you already pay for the phone, the data plan, couldn't all of that stuff. And it was a 99-cent situation that made all of your devices obsolete for a moment.
Yeah, there you go.
A few hours.
Yep. All right, let's see what Meta is doing. They're looking at Snapchat again. Mark Zuckerberg offered Snapchat $3 billion to buy him out. And they said, no, thanks. And now, the last quarter of last year, their earnings were abysmal. So the investors are saying, well, maybe you better go back to Mr. Zuckerberg and see if he can whether he'll re-up on the $3 billion offer buy the company.
And that was back in 2013. Yeah, it was only a few years after Snapchat started. Zuckerberg and Facebook were kind of like trying to buy up anybody who could be a competitor. They bought up Instagram for $1 billion. And the dude with Snapchat was like, no thanks, we've got this. Cut to over 10 years later. And the investors are like, you can't catch Facebook. You cannot catch up to Meta now. They're too far ahead.
Yeah. So is the deal going to go through, I guess, is the question. They're trying to figure out what I don't know. What
no, they turned that offer down back in 2013. That was when the $3 billion buyout happened. So I don't think they can come back. And if they did, it would not be for...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. California's national reputation is plummeting. USA's John Schaefer explains.
That's according to a recent survey by the Los Angeles Times. The sentiment transcends party lines, with 48% of Republicans viewing California as not really American anymore. Despite its progressive stance, 30% of Democrats feel the state is excessively liberal, whereas 81% of Republicans concur. A majority of Republicans also believe California's standard of living is inferior to most states, contrasting with one-third of Democrats.
Tiger Woods is securing a new apparel deal following the termination of his his long-standing and lucrative partnership with Nike last month. The professional golf veteran revealed he's collaborating with TaylorMade to introduce a new brand called Sunday Red. According to the company's website, the line set to debut on May 1st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day. Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Smith. Who is it?
It's the teapot in the movie, but I can't remember the actress.
So we all sound stupid, if you know.
Hold on.
Don't know who it is. Yeah, all right. Yeah, we're going to. Let's hear it for Google. This program would go off the air if it wasn't
Angela
for Google.
Lansbury. Yes.
Angela Lansbury. Okay, yeah. I knew you recognized the voice. Okay. 34, almost 35 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? We are here. Okay. We got it. We're celebrating Valentine's Week. Why not? with love stories and thinking of the greater good, if you will, because love is for the greater good. We must love more. I just think that there's not enough. It's an abundance, right? There's no end to how much love there is, right? You can create as much abundance in love as you want. It's everywhere. All right. Enough of that. This is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Do you know why purple became the color of royalty, Jay?
Hmm.
Purple, you know, whenever you look at the king and queen of whomever, there's always lots of purple.
Is a very regal, elegant color.
Yes.
Why is
yes.
that?
The dye was very expensive, and so it was not used a lot. So the earlier, going back to the 16th century, the fact that, you know, we have red dye and we have yellow and we have all these other colors, for whatever the reason, the purple dye became known as royal dye or imperial purple because they had to mix a whole bunch of stuff together. And where they got the main ingredient for purple comes from snails. And who knew that? I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Mix the blue dye and the red dye together and get the purple?
Apparently they didn't figure out how to do that. So it took 12,000 snails to make 1 gram of purple dye.
Huh.
That's pretty. Huh. Yeah, exactly. Huh. All right. Remember we were talking about the that Jackie Robinson statue? In
yes.
Kansas City? Oh, no, it was Wichita. Sorry, it was Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
The Jackie Robinson. Yeah. So apparently they've arrested a suspect and charged this person in connection with the theft and destruction of the statue of Jackie Robinson. This is back in, I think it was about a month ago, right? Sometime in late January.
Yes.
The feet left and they just cut the rest of it and they found it all broken up a few days later. And so this guy who is the suspect, Ricky Alderett, was charged with felony theft, aggravated criminal damage to property, identity theft, and making false information by the Wichita Police Department. They said it was not a race-related crime.
Yeah.
The statue was stolen for the value of the medal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a bunch of the pieces were found in a, like a burning trash can situation because they were trying to melt them down.
Melt it down, yeah. Not obviously the smartest guy.
Right? Let that one sink in.
Yeah, right, exactly. Duh. All right, so we have the Super Bowl. Everybody was all excited. Wow, isn't this great? The Super Bowl is fabulous. And all the people that were participating in it were, kind of on the front page of everything, right? I did not know much about Mrs. Kelce, that is Donna, the mother of the
Travis and Jason.
But I'm just trying to kind of put it into perspective. The relationship with Taylor Swift, who's the predominant? Who's better known after the Super Bowl, Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce? That would be the gist of some kind of silly conversation. So Mama Kelce gets on a Southwest plane to go back to Kansas City from Las Vegas. And the pilot comes on and announces to everybody on the plane, we have a very famous person, a VIP. And then they identify this lady as Mrs. Kelce. And everybody says, hey, yeah, Ray!
I feel like she hit her celebrity status during the Super Bowl when her sons played against each other. And she had was it a coat or a jersey? I can't remember. But she had half of it was for the Eagles and the other half was for the Chiefs so that she could rep both sons.
And it
was just, yeah. So I feel like she hit her celebrity status during that one. When was that, last year?
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, she's actually kind of cute the way she handles it. you know, you'd think, okay, so Taylor Swift has her plane there. Why doesn't she give Mama Kelsey a ride home instead of riding on Naval Airlines Southwest?
And I say that because I'm not.
You hate Southwest.
I don't like Southwest at all. I don't hate any, but I don't like them. I wouldn't. If they were the only ones going where I needed to go, then I guess I'd ride on them. But
and we hear about it.
Yeah, you would. As a matter of fact. All right, let's talk about the Notre Dame Cathedral Spire. This is a very interesting reality. Those who remember, this is the Catholics of the world, you know, got together. Remember when the fire took place? Well, I mean, yes. Like, it's been a number of years ago, like 2019, I think it was. And so what happened is that the Catholic Church, the Catholic hierarchy, would not pay to rebuild the cathedral. But the word went out to collect money for the reconstruction from the faithful, if you will. I never really, I guess Notre Dame, yeah, that's a, it would be a Catholic church for sure, Catholic cathedral. You know, it's, I think it's universal. I remember going through it. I don't know if you've ever been through it, Jay, but it was a, it's a magnificent edifice, outside and inside. Anyway, so they're finishing it up, but thanks to the people who, I'm not sure they were all Catholics, but they're, it's being put back together. They're almost, they put the spire up, and so the reconstruction is taking, you know, finishing up. And when is the Paris Olympics? Is that this year? Or is it, I think it is this year.
I believe it's this year.
Yes. Yeah, right.
And again,
so anyway, they're going to try to get it done.
Leap year.
Yeah, they're trying to get it done, but I'm not sure they're going to get it done. This this thing weighs 600 tons. They got 70,000 pieces of scaffolding to put the spire up. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. This is it's such an international thing. That's why I pay attention. I think people are interested in it, frankly, because it is an international symbol, if you will, nothing else. All right, here's another plane with something falling off of it. In this case, it was a smaller plane carrying only two people, landed safely after the pilot of the plane notified the Buffalo International Airport that the door fell off the plane. Wait a minute.
It's not funny.
No, it isn't, but it is. You know, it's not funny, but it is kind of funny. The plane landed safely. They were trying to find where the door fell off, but they couldn't find it. They haven't found it so far anyway. No damage other than, you know, the damage to the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a friend of mine for dinner. He's a well-known New England broadcaster, and he's got a huge collection of private planes. And so he was telling me, he showed me, he's got on his phone, he's got pictures of all the planes, and they're really very special. And he flies, and he's 82 years old, he still flies them everywhere himself. Goes all over the place. He spends more time flying in his planes than he does driving a car, which I thought was pretty interesting. It's and fun. I thought about getting a pilot's license, but I don't focus. You really have to be concentrating what you're doing, especially in those smaller planes. But you'd like to think anybody who's piloting a plane is paying attention to what's
it's
going on.
Paying attention, yes. Truly alert.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see. As long as we're in New England, here's the story of a Rhode Island hiker who killed a rabid coyote with his bare hands after the coyote bit him on the leg. Wow. This is a story. We'll have to talk to Warren about this. The victim wasn't identified. He was hiking through the woods in Johnstown. The coyote attacked him, and then he grabbed the animal and killed it. So this is the warning here is that coyotes now are, these attacks are reported all over the place. We here locally in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts have these all the time. I see them on the farm. And frankly, I have somebody that eliminates them because they kill my animals. They are, it's kind of too bad in a way, but they've become, they're so mangy, there's not enough food for them. It's kind of like what they do for deer. You know, every year there are certain places where they encourage hunters to go get deer because there isn't enough food for them. And so this, you know, whittles down the population. The same thing is true of coyotes, but they are more likely to be rabid.
Built upon.
Yeah, exactly. Development's everywhere. So they don't have any of the usual food. I tell you, I wish I could get some of them to go to this. I have a large field in the next town over that I hay every year on the farm, and there are 114 woodchuck holes in it as of last year. And that's because there aren't enough coyotes around to get the woodchucks. So we got woodchucks everywhere. What do we do about that?
So you relocate them, let nature take its own.
You hope that they can have a happy life someplace else. Police investigating human remains discovered in Chicago. Homeowner was found dead. This is pretty gruesome. Right?
Oh, yeah, the homeowner died of natural causes, and then...
But then they go in there and they find another body in the house?
They found human remains in the basement when the family went to clean out the home. As you do when a loved one passes and nobody else is living in the home, you go and clean out the home, and they found more than they were planning on finding in the basement.
The Dutch Prime Minister and his wife died by euthanasia. The reason I'm telling you this story, nobody cares about the Dutch Prime Minister, really, or nobody knows much about him. But because euthanasia is legal in that country, it is a story that is worth spending a little time on because of the statement that it makes. I'm in favor of euthanasia. I think when people have decided...
It's romantic.
Yeah. Yep. They died hand in hand. They decided, both of them, they're 93 years old. They wanted to die together, so they took the medicine, drank the poison, and died together. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that, frankly. I know people yell at the radio at the moment, but that's my thought. 48 after on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle.
These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's now 53 after the hour. This is the Wednesday Good Day program. Warren Eckstein normally is here with a focus on your pets, how to take care of your pets, that good stuff. But he's moving. He's leaving my beloved Santa Monica. It's beloved only because it's cool by the beach. But he's had enough of Los Angeles, so he's moving to someplace in Arizona. Deepest, darkest Arizona, and therefore he's not with us. He's literally moving today. So we'll have him back with us next week. In the meantime, there's always news from the food, farm, and family front that we can create or we can pass along to you. So every day, hopefully, you catch up with the Food Farm Family Report at foodfarmfamily.com. Today, we have a special challenge for Jaybird. Jake is an expert when it comes to do food and things like that. So we have a, I want you to tell me, before we play the jingle, if you remember what the famous ad slogan was for Campbell's Soup. Was it finger looking good? Was it mm-mm good? Was it have it your way? Was it follow your nose? What do you say?
It was mm-mm good, because don't they still use it?
I think, well, I don't know. Let's find out. James, you have a Campbell's Soup commercial for us, please.
Campbell's makes your cooking mm-mm good.
I guess that's it. There we go. Mm-mm good. Yeah, that's kind of cute. I grew up on Campbell's. I grew up on Frosted Flakes. I used to take care of myself, and I with Campbell's Soup, chicken noodle soup. I had a lot of that when I was a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Frosted Flakes. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. And so Campbell's, I think, is not as good today as it used to be, like everything else. But that's what Campbell's soups are. Mm-mm, good.
Oh, the cream of mushroom is good. Cream of celery is so delicious. Yeah. Did you know that Campbell's soup essentially, or not essentially, they created the green bean casserole in one of their test kitchens?
No. Really?
They did. And now it has become like one of the, with one of the big Thanksgiving Day table toppers that's always around.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Side dish. That's the word I was looking for.
Side dish. The ladies, the Campbell family, lived in Massachusetts. They had a huge farm in a town not far from me. I think they had 800 acres there. Then Mrs. Campbell, I actually went over there. I did some work once when I was much younger on the farm. And it was just a beautiful place. She was a very sweet lady. She was pretty old at the time. I don't know what's happened to the land, but I know she's passed away. The inheritor. Can you imagine? We were talking about earlier on the value of Snapchat and how they, you know, want $3 billion for it, or they wanted $3 billion, or they, no, they got an offer from Zuckerberg for $3 billion. They didn't take it. And so the Campbell's Soup Company is a public company, but when the Campbells owned it before they went private, and this is, I mean, the company goes back to like the 1910-12, like in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's, imagine it's how 155 years old, I think.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
A lot. It's been around a long time. Imagine what that company is worth. Speaking of companies like that.
They own everything under their umbrella, like in the Campbell family. They own like nearly everything. If you think you don't have Campbell's soup in your pantry, you still own, like you have something in your pantry.
You got something from
Campbell's. That Campbell family
right.
has.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Coca-Cola is spicing up its flavor portfolio, it would seem. They just announced the first new permanent flavor in over 3 years, and supposedly it's coming out this month. So if you want the latest Coca-Cola thing, Coca-Cola Spiced, it's called, but apparently it's not spicy. It blends
It almost seems like a tea, like they mixed raspberry tea with Coke.
Yeah. Right, that's nice raspberry, though. Some spicy flavors. It's called Coca-Cola Spiced, and the ads say it's the boldest tasting brand innovation yet. I don't know what that means. They've had a lot of, I don't drink this stuff, but it was actually made.
Bold.
Yeah, what does that mean? They had, you remember New Coke, and that was a big flop. But they've had a lot of stuff there, man. There's a big company, kind of like Campbell's Soup, what you were saying. Everything liquid either belongs to Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola. Doesn't make any difference. It doesn't have to be these kind of drinks. They own orange juice brands and all of the juice, pretty much all the juice brands are owned by these two companies. So they have the Coca-Cola Freestyle machines that were... You go to the movies and you see all of the Coca-Cola things. You can push the thing and you get whatever drink you want. They're all Coca-Cola brands. And they have a bonanza at the theaters. Wow. All right, so there's a little food, farm, and family input for you on the Good Day program. 59 past the hour.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.